When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Everything is Black and White podcast, a special episode this evening with breaking news coming out of Newcastle United. In the last few hours, Newcastle United have confirmed that the arbitration proceedings against the Premier League regarding the Saudi-led attempted takeover of the club have been pushed back until 2022. I will just read out the statement from the club and it is as follows. The parties attended a hearing today in the case between Newcastle United and the Premier League. The main hearing of the arbitration has regrettably now been adjourned until early 2022. Due to the issue with disclosure of evidence, the parties will be making no further comments at this time. Now, this, of course, is devastating for Newcastle United fans who had hoped of new ownership and a club that does more than just make up the numbers in the Premier League. It is also a massive blow to Mike Ashley, whose exit route now has been severely blocked. He's made it clear he no longer wants to own Newcastle United. Where does this leave him? You know, it really leaves him having to fund Steve Bruce's transfer plans this summer. The season kicks off in less than a month's time and they haven't made a breakthrough yet. It's clear they need to. Joe Willock is a priority, but there's other areas of the pitch that need to be strengthened. And Newcastle are believed to be working out on a limited budget. Now, will this force Mike Ashley's hand, or is he going to gamble that there's enough in that squad to get him to January when this arbitration is due to take place and hope that they win the arbitration and then he no longer owns the club? It is a massive risk, it's a massive gamble, but we know Mike Ashley does that sort of thing. He's not afraid of a gamble here or there, and in many ways this arbitration is a gamble which has backfired for the moment. It'll be interesting, of course, to see the outcome in 2022, but I think for fans, the fact that we have another 6 months or so of waiting is just, it's just horrific, really. The NUST have released a statement condemning that. They want a conclusion soon, and I totally back that, because it's as a journalist and as a fan, it's highly frustrating. We've been covering this now for, what is it, nearly 18 months or so. We're all really sick of it because we deserve answers. We've been fighting for transparency, we've been fighting for clarity, and we're not getting it from the Premier League. The government don't seem to want the help. They say they can't. And now the one thing that was really going to get us to a conclusion, whether that be one in the favour of the takeover or one that was against it, has been pushed back. And we wait at least 6 months for answers. And then goodness knows if they'll even come then. It is very frustrating. And tonight Tyneside will be, I think, will be hurting, because we know it's another 6 months of question marks. And what does it mean for the ownership of Newcastle United? Is Mike Ashley going to now open the door to potential other new owners, or will he keep his eggs in the basket as he has done and pin all his hopes on this Saudi deal? There are plenty of questions to be asked here about the short-term future of Newcastle United, like I say, not least the transfer window, and whether Mike Ashley does indeed open the table up to other potential buyers of Newcastle United. We're now going to hear from our chief sports writer, Lee Redder, who has been covering this story.
Yeah, it's probably going to be classed as disappointing news, really, for all Newcastle United fans who were hoping, you know, that we were, you know, getting closer to some kind of conclusion, you know, let alone, you know, the result everyone wants to hear. People just want some clarity and they want to know, you know, where the football club is going. But today's verdict, today's hearing, you know, delays this now, the arbitration side of it, until early 2022, as, you know, the club statement tells us. No further comment from the club or the Premier League. So, desperately disappointing for all the fans. There still is the anti-competition claim. We're still, you know, going to see if we hear anything in terms of a hearing date for that, and if indeed it gets thrown out of the courtroom, which, you know, has been, you know, mentioned before, speculated by some sort of legal experts in recent times. So we have to wait and see what happens with that one. But certainly the arbitration now, that is parked until 2022. Mike Ashley was in London today for the hearing, but really now he's going to have to get back and prepare for, you know, the new season and backing Steve Bruce in the transfer window. Newcastle need new faces. It's got to be about on the field. He is the current owner, so he has to take responsibility for that. But overall, this is a bit of a hammer blow in terms of he wanted this club sold. And, you know, doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon. We've already seen this delay today. The anti-competition claim got delayed in the last couple of weeks. That could well happen again. The Premier League certainly digging their heels in, and Newcastle United fans are the ones picking up the pieces tonight.
There you have it. Not the news that we were expecting. I don't think that the news that many of us wanted. It looks like another long wait for answers. Plenty of questions need to be asked. And yet again, Newcastle United fans seem to be the ones left in the dark, shouting at the top of their voices, not getting the answers that they deserve. It really is a frustrating time for Newcastle United fans. And all the while, there's business to be done on the pitch. Newcastle need to strengthen in the transfer market. If they don't, the next season will be very, very hard. Relying on Callum Wilson, relying on Alan Maximum. Two excellent players, but that's a big burden to carry for those players who obviously suffered injury last season. And, you know, if Newcastle have to go through that again, you do question where the goals and creativity are going to come from. That, of course, questions for another podcast. But thank you for joining me tonight. Please remember to like and subscribe. Head over to chroniclelive.co.uk, where you can get up to date with all the latest Newcastle United news, including the very latest to do with this arbitration breaking news. We will hold a Q&A tomorrow. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your Monday evening.